Why do some people reach the pinnacle of success yet feel hollow inside? The answer isn't what you'd expect. After 2 decades working with elite athletes and CEOs, a performance psychologist discovered something startling. Most of us are being controlled by fears we don't even recognize. When England's national football team broke their penalty shootout curse at the 2018 World Cup, it wasn't just about athletic skill. It was about confronting the invisible fears that had paralyzed them for decades. This breakthrough reveals a truth that applies far beyond sports. Fear isn't just that heart-pounding panic when danger strikes. It's the quiet voice telling you you're not good enough, the invisible hand holding you back from speaking up, the nagging doubt that keeps you playing small. Think about the last time you felt truly afraid. Maybe it was a near miss on the highway or unsettling medical news. That's obvious fear, the kind that floods your body with adrenaline and makes your heart race. But there's another kind of fear operating in your life right now, and you probably don't even notice it. This hidden fear shows up when success never feels like enough, when jealousy eats away at you, when perfectionism takes over, or when you can't shake the feeling that you're somehow inadequate. It's the fear that quietly runs your life from behind the scenes. Here's what makes this so insidious. Much of this fear isn't even yours. It's recycled through your workplace culture, your family dynamics, your social circles. It becomes your behavioral GPS, limiting your future in ways you rarely recognize. The difference between in-the-moment fear and not-good-enough fear is crucial. The first is temporary, a spike of panic that passes. The second distorts into behaviors that define your entire life: isolation, shame, judgment, the relentless need to prove yourself. But here's the transformative part. When you learn to boss fear instead of being bossed by it, everything changes. Teams become unbeatable. Bitter individuals transform their lives. A profound sense of freedom emerges. This isn't about eliminating fear. That's impossible. It's about putting fear in its proper place so it stops controlling you. There's a world of difference between winning shallow, driven by the terror of not being enough, and winning deep, sustainable success that brings joy, connection, and genuine belonging. The real question isn't whether fear controls your life, it's whether you're ready to take back control. Our culture feeds us myths about success that breed fear. The first lie: losing turns you into a loser. This creates irrational terror of failure, yet every successful person has failed spectacularly. Jessica Chastain spent 4 penniless years in Los Angeles before her first audition. Larry David had 1 sketch aired during his entire Saturday Night Live year. J.K. Rowling's first Harry Potter manuscript faced 12 rejections. What separated them wasn't avoiding failure. It was examining it, learning, and moving forward. The truth? Losing is for winners. Early, frequent failures with brave responses prepare you for bigger challenges. The myth that fear is the best motivator is equally destructive. While fear sparks action in crises, it's exhausting as an everyday driver. Mental energy spent worrying about consequences steals focus from performance. The only the fittest survive myth justifies cutthroat competition, but Darwin's actual theory emphasized adaptation through cooperation and creative problem solving, not domination. Other destructive myths include, if you're not in, you're out, creating toxic tribalism, feelings are for failures, demanding emotionless robots, and you need to sacrifice, postponing joy until after success. These fear-filled beliefs create toxic cultures. Passive-aggressive environments withhold information and give mixed messages. Predatory environments make competition feel zero-sum, with public humiliation awaiting mistakes. Power-based organizations maintain rigid hierarchies where suggesting improvements feels too risky. Possessive environments treat people like components. The casualties are imagination, creativity, honesty, and authentic behavior. Fear contracts us in 5 ways. First, it spoils your fun, stealing joy by making you believe sacrifice is necessary for success, though fun actually enhances performance through endorphins and dopamine. Second, fear keeps you small, making you hide to avoid failure. As Marianne Williamson wrote, Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Third, fear betrays your trust, creating environments where mistakes mean severe consequences. Fourth, it restricts your mental freedom. Anxiety about others' perceptions creates mental burden. Finally, fear shackles your expectations. Lee Spencer, an amputee who rode solo across the Atlantic, beat the able-bodied record by 36 days, refusing to let disability lower his standards. Your brain processes fear faster than any other emotion. When fear strikes, adrenaline floods your system, blood diverts to major muscles, and your IQ can drop up to 15 points. Your perspective narrows, making you defensive, risk-averse, and less creative. Beyond immediate fear lies something more insidious, the not good enough fear that distorts into chronic anxiety. This shape-shifting emotion manifests as avoidance, perfectionism, jealousy, anger, or judgment. At the core lies our fundamental terror, not being enough and therefore being abandoned. These murky fears are the real terrorists in your life. When fear strikes, heart pounding, adrenaline surging, you need immediate strategies. Lee Spencer, the ex-Marine who rode the Atlantic solo through 50-foot waves, understood this. Deny fear space by creating and following a plan religiously. Elite athletes treat fear management as essential training. You have three approaches: process it through routines, distract yourself from it, or rationalize it with logic. To process fear, take control through deliberate routines, breathing exercises, visualization, affirmations, or relaxation techniques. Simple breathing control counters fear's physical effects. Shallow breathing denies tense muscles oxygen. Sometimes managing fear means deliberately focusing elsewhere, using music, conversation, or humor to redirect attention. Logic creates distance from fear. William Trubridge's Nerves Aren't Real technique acknowledges most fear stems from projecting potential failures rather than present dangers. During anxious dives, he searches for concrete fear sources in the present. Finding none confirms nerves aren't real. His additional techniques include now is all, staying present with mantras, shut down, triggering full body relaxation, all of me, engaging body, mind, and spirit unified, and orange light, visualizing energy reserves. These aren't abstract concepts. They're practical tools when fear threatens to overwhelm you. Fear protects us, but when distorted, it steals our fulfillment. Four common disguises: hiding yourself, fear of rejection, jealousy, fear of being unlovable, perfectionism, fear of failing, and judgment, fear of inadequacy. At the core lies one fundamental fear: not being good enough. Jake, a successful athlete, hid his sexuality for years, maintaining a fake relationship while living as fake Jake, trapped with only his performance and fear as companions. Caroline, a TV producer, sabotaged her talented protege Jess, removing her from projects and spreading rumors, driven by fear of replacement. Perfectionism differs from high standards. It's rooted in fear of being a failure. Jacques destroyed his relationship with his 17-year-old daughter Emily, a swimming prodigy, through obsessive perfectionism. In therapy, he revealed, "I was pushing her to prevent her from becoming a loser like me." Mo endured persistent racist banter from his coach that eroded his self-esteem. His anxiety turned inward as self-criticism, taunting himself for not being man enough to confront the racism. The stories we tell ourselves have tremendous power. Our egos cling to familiar narratives, but even without changing circumstances, changing your story changes your experience. Purpose stabilizes us during unpredictable times, directing attention toward contributions beyond ourselves. When the Taliban banned girls' education, Khalida Popalzai's family fled to Pakistan. Returning at 14, she faced intense pressure to abandon football. With her mother, she started a girls' team, enduring attacks and abuse from officials claiming women playing brought shame. This strengthened her purpose. "I chose football as a tool to raise my voice and be the voice for women in my country. Purpose provides motivation more compelling than fear." Belonging creates our most powerful safety net. When truly known and accepted, we gain confidence to take risks. Yet our culture's independence emphasis makes us avoid intimacy, while fear culture suggests survival of the fittest competition. The path forward involves overcoming abandonment fears through investing in relationships. The most powerful way through shame is being recognized and accepted as you truly are. Laughter's energy perfectly counters fear's downward pull. Emma Campbell faced breast cancer when her triplets were 6 months old, then cancer twice more, yet laughs more than ever. On paper, my disease is incurable, but I'm happier than I've ever been. The Royal Marines embrace cheerfulness in the face of adversity, using humor to process danger. Dark humor shrinks difficulties in our imagination, reframing life's absurdities and creating space for joy instead of dread. Fear never disappears. That's not the goal. Mental freedom means shedding the suffering of endless comparisons and striving. Like a snake outgrowing its skin, release perspectives that no longer fit. For immediate fear, act now. Rationalize it with logic, distract yourself through music or connection, or process it through breathing and visualization. For deeper, not good enough fears, see them clearly, face them by calculating their costs, then replace them with purpose, connection, or a different story. While fear is unchangeable, we can deliberately channel it to enjoy life more. You have power to rewrite your story. In a world demanding endless proof, there's a radical alternative. Choose love as your source of courage. Love is stronger than fear. Invest in connection over competition, embrace purpose over perfection, and you cannot fail to fear less and win deep. Your freedom isn't waiting beyond achievement, it's waiting beyond fear.